下午好。
We're all here and we're all happy to be here and we've all had a good lunch. Thank you, ladies, for a good lunch.
我们都非常高兴能在这里。今天我们有一个非常好的午餐。我们感谢那些准备午餐的姐妹们。
It's Christmas time and we're happy for so many things. Lots of special meetings at 16th.Over the next Christmas time, get a brochure. I don't have one here. Get a brochure and come on along to our Christmas.
那个圣诞节的季节到了，我们十六届教会有很多活动，在那个楼上有那个一个个的那个小的活动时间表，大家有空去拿一下，就欢迎大家都能参加这些活动。
This particular Sunday, we've got a special preacher.
在这个下。这个星期天我们有一个特别的讲道人
Sid Halsband is going to be our preacher on Sunday.
Sid 的大家看坐那边的 Sid Halsband 就是我们下个星期天的那个讲道者
Some of you were able to be here a week or two ago when he was here and everybody appreciated his ministry. So if you can be here Sunday morningHe'll be speaking at 10:30 and again at 11:30.
上个星期天有很多人在座的有些人到这里来过，大家都听过他的讲道，大家都非常喜欢他的讲道。
And the following Sunday, we have our Christmas program.
在跟着来的星期天，我们有圣诞节的节目。
And the children are going to be putting on a program for us.
那个孩子们将会参与我们的节目。
And we have a very special choir that is going to sing.
我们要有一个非常特别的合唱团给我们唱一些合唱。
So raise your hands if you are in the choir.
举手如果你是那个合唱团的成员。
Okay, so Nicole is in the choir. I don't know, is anybody else here in the choir?Roy and Nicole. Okay, so you know it's going to be good if Roy and Nicole are there.
但是这里只有尼克和我是在那个合唱台，但是你可以想象一下，如果尼克跟我在那里，那个合唱台一定会非常好。
I'm not sure whether that was an accurate translation or not.
I don't believe.
So anyway.We're very, very happy. We're going to keep studying Acts today. Let's pray.
我们来今天讲那个使徒行传，现在开始祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感谢你，我们有幸来学习圣经。
We acknowledge, Lord, we would be lost in darkness if we didn't have the light of the Word of God to guide us.
我们知道如果没有神的话作为光来引导我们我们会迷失在黑暗里
So as we study today Lord we're praying that the Holy Spirit of God will teach us
当我们今天学习的时候我们祷告是您的圣灵将来教导我们
You know what we need to know and we pray that we will learn what it is you want us to learn and what you want to teach us
您知道我们应该知道些什么？您知道怎么样去教导我们？您知道怎样来引导我们去学习您的话
？So help us now. We pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
请帮助我们。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. The Book of Acts, Chapter 20.
那使徒行传的第二十章。
I'm not sure precisely where we finished last week. Does someone know the verse we finished on last week?
Harris 他不清楚我们上个礼拜是在哪里结束的。有没有人可以提醒一下我们上个礼拜停在哪一节？
I think we went beyond 22.
他们有些人说。
I sort of think that we're supposed to start at 28. That's my feeling.
Yeah, Harry 觉得我们应该从28节开始学。
All right, let me tell you the context now. The Apostle Paul has ministered, preached the Bible across the north part of the Mediterranean Sea, in Greece and in Turkey, and he's gone back and forth over those areas.
还有就是说他介绍一下文的关系，因为保罗是在那里巡回讲道，然后他是主要是在地中海，主要是在土耳其和希腊那一些地方。Now
he is heading back home to Jerusalem.
他就是在他回到耶路撒冷的路上。He
spent 3 years in the city of Ephesus, and he's heading away now, but he called the elders from the assembly in Ephesus to come and meet with him.
他在那个以弗所教会待了三年, 然后他现在要回到耶路撒冷,在回去之前,他把以弗所教会那些长老招到他现在待的这个城市来和他相会。
He told them that he was never going to be coming back, that they would never see his face again.
他跟他们讲说,我不会再回来,你这一辈子可能都见不着我的面。
And so his words were very important and sincere to them.
所以他讲的话是非常重要,也是非常发自内心的,对那些人来说。
And they were received by them. They were very emotional. This was a hard time for them.
他们当时都情绪非常激动，因为这对他们来说都是一个难受的时间。
It's interesting, though, that it was the apostle and a few who were with him and the leaders, the elders of the church, who were meeting.
所以比较有趣的是，当时那些使徒只有几个跟保罗在一起，而且那些也只有几个以弗所教会的长老跟他们。He
wasn't talking to the people in the congregation, so he was talking about some things very, very important.
他并不是对教会的会众而讲的，是对于那几个长老讲，所以他讲的话一定是非常非常重要。And
we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that in the previous chapter or the early part of this chapter, you have the story of the false teachers, Demetrius and others in Ephesus who wanted money. That was their business. They were the money people.
我们在这里和前几章里也谈到，我们以前提到过，在那里有很多那些假教师。 他们是为了钱而讲道，是在叫Demetrius那个地方。And
they were in the religion business.
他们是在一个宗教的生意里面。Christians
shouldn't be in the religion business.
那个基督徒不应该在宗教的生意里面。We're
here to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Business shouldn't be part of it.
我们在这里是要服侍主耶稣。
So when Paul was speaking to the Ephesian elders, he told them what kind of a person he was and what his objective was when he came to serve them for those 3 years.
保罗跟以弗所教会那些长老讲，他是在这里讲了一些什么，他应该做一些什么，在这三年时间里。
And then he gave them some very strong counsel, verse 28. So someone would read 28 in Chinese, please, and then we'll read it together in English.
我们当中的谁用中文先把28节读一下，然后我们开始用英文一起读。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
All right, these are Paul's warnings. These are Paul's instructions to these church leaders in Ephesus.
这是那个保罗的那些警告和对这些教会的长老的指导。Okay,
the first thing is he says to them, keep watch.
在那个第一件事他讲的是你们要互相监督。
Christian leaders are always to be looking out for the flock, for themselves, but they are to be a people who are looking.
所以我们基督徒的长老呢，就是照看那个教会的那些人和照看他们自己。
Christian leaders in the New Testament are known by three words.
那个基督徒的领导人在新约里，用三个字可以描述他们。
They are elders. That's the first name for them.
第一个呢，就是他们叫长老，这是他们的第一个名字。
That means that they're older or they are responsible for administration.
这就是说他们这个意思就是他们老一点，或者说他们是掌管那种教会的日常的工作，管理工作的。
Another name for them is shepherds or pastors.
第二个名字呢，就是那个牧者或者叫牧师。
A shepherd is one who looks after the sheep.
那牧者是什么呢？就是那个照顾那羊群的人。
We have another word in English called pastor, and that word comes from the French word, which simply means a shepherd.
我们有另外一个名字叫那个牧羊人，是叫 pastor. Pastor 是哪里来的呢？是从法语里头来的，同样也是牧羊人的意思。
We often call a Christian leader a pastor. His job is to look after all the sheep, all the lambs in his congregation.
我们称为这些人是，如果一个基督徒的领导人，我们称他是个pastor的话，他的意思就是他照顾这个教会里的人，照顾他的羊群。
But there is another word to describe them, and that is an overseer.
那个还有另外一个词呢，就是。 描述他们叫overseer.
Overseer, someone who looks over.
哦，对对，就是那个看顾你们的人。
Okay, the overseer is to look to see what's going on.
这个就相当于是我们那个督察，他来到处看看这些事是不是做的怎么样。
We have another word in English which is inspector.
我们的还有另外一个词在英文里，就是叫督察。If
we were working in a factory and we were each doing our job, there would be an inspector to come along. He'd look, he'd say, "That's not very good."
所以我们在如果在一个工厂里工作，当你工作的时候，就会有一个督察过来，他说，哎，你做这件事是不是对的呢？
And that's what an overseer does. He looks over all the people.
这就是那个overseer做的工作，就是督察做的工作。他是来照看，就是来监督每一件事。In
the old days when there were shepherds looking after actual live sheep, the shepherd often would bring the sheep into the barn one by one.
所以在那个旧，在过去那些牧羊人怎么照顾那些羊群呢？他们经常把那些羊带回羊圈里，是一个一个的带进去。And
all the sheep would come in to the barn single file, and the shepherd would look at each one as it comes by to make sure that it was healthy and strong and clean, and that everything was done for that sheep.
所以当那个羊群一个个的进入那个羊圈的时候，那个牧羊人他就会挨个的去看他们，每一个看，他要确信他们是健康的，他们是强壮的。And
I think I told you last time that Shoko in her assembly in Japan, they actually take attendance every Sunday to make sure that everybody's there and healthy.
他说我想我上次告诉过你们，那个小口就是那个日本人，他回去了。他说在他们教会，他们每一个星期天的早晨，他们都来 记着看谁来了，就像我们记考勤一样，然后就确信这个人是健康的或者是没有问题的。
It's hard to do that at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel because so many people keep going to China.
在我们十六节教会很难这样去做，为什么呢？因为太多的人回到中国去了。
Okay, but the Lord says we've got to do that. Now in the book of Proverbs, we're told that a rich man has got to keep his eye on his money because it could fly away.
所以那个主耶稣告诉我们要这样做，就像在箴言里说的，也有些有钱的人要看住他的钱，不然那钱就会跑了。
And so the Christian shepherd is keeping his eye on the sheep.
所以那个基督徒的牧羊人呢，他们就是在看，把他们的眼睛一直盯在他的羊群上。
Sometimes I like to sit at the back.
有时候我喜欢坐在后面。
Because then I can see everybody.
这样的话呢，我就可以看到每一个人。
Okay, that's what a shepherd is supposed to do. Watch the sheep. Sometimes they get sick. Sometimes they need extra help.
这就是牧羊人要做的事儿，因为有些羊它有的时候病了，有些人需要特别的照顾。
So this verse says, first of all, shepherds are supposed to be looking at themselves.
所以这里就是这一节所讲的，那些牧羊人首先他先要监督好他自己。
Why is that?
为什么这样？
Because shepherds could get sick too.
因为那个牧羊人自己也会生病。
Shepherds could sin too.
那个牧羊人自己也会犯罪。
And so they watch themselves first.
所以他先监督自己。
Sometimes they watch themselves so closely that they can see something wrong with somebody else just because they saw it in themselves at some point. They say, I know that problem. I used to have that problem. I think you're getting that problem too.
所以他们有时候如果仔细地检查自己，他发现自己呢所有的问题呢，那些羊群也会有，就是下面教会的会众也会有，这样他们就会更好的去帮助别人，去监督别人。
And they do that both for themselves then and for the flock.
他们这样做呢，一个是为他自己，也为那些羊群而做。
Now the question is, how does a person become an elder, a shepherd, or an overseer? How does someone become that?
所以现在问题来了，这个人怎么变成这样的人呢？作为一个牧羊人，作为一个监督督察，作为一个照顾人的人呢？
And our verse says it was the Holy Spirit of God that made these men overseers.
所以这个圣经里告诉我们是神的圣灵来让这些人成为督察，成为长老的。
So when I get to meet the judge on judgment day, what's he going to say?
当我在审判日的时候碰到我的审判官的时候，他会说什么呢？
He's going to say, Harold, where is that flock that was given you? Your beautiful flock.
那个审判人就说 ，Harold。那个我给你的那些美丽的羊现在怎么样了？
And I can't say I don't know.
我不能说我不知道。
Because he will say, Harold, the Holy Spirit of God made you an overseer. I made you an overseer. You are responsible.
Because 因为他会说啊，神的圣灵让你做长老，让你做那监督。你有责任去监督他们。
That's a very important job.
这是一个非常重要的工作。
My boss said to me one day, Harold, I'm the boss. Dig a hole right there.
我的老板跟我说 ，Harold， 我是你的老板，你在地下挖个坑。
I got a shovel. I dug a hole.
我就必须挖个坑。
The Holy Spirit is my boss. He said, Harold, you watch over the flock of God. You care for them.
那个圣灵是 Harold 的老板，他跟 Harold 说 ，Harold， 你照看这些羊群，你照看他们，你照顾他们。
That's a very important job.
这是一个非常重要的工作。
All right. The next line says again in verse 28, be shepherds of the church of God.
下面一节讲呢
So I've got to do everything in the church of God that a shepherd would do.
所以呢你要做那个神的牧羊人他必须照顾教会的每一个人。
Why is that important?
为什么这是这样非常重要呢
Because he bought it with His own blood.
因为他救赎了我们，用他自己的血来救赎了我们。
When I was a little boy, my mother asked me to carry a flower pot with a little bit of dirt in it and a plant at the top. I had to carry it to the backyard.
所以当他是个小男孩时，他妈妈让他端一个花盆，花盆上有一个花。让他把那一盆花挪到后院去。
I didn't hold it very well. I dropped it on the sidewalk and it smashed.
他没有拿好，然后他在那个过道里走的时候掉到地下去了，然后就到处都弄脏了。
I felt very sad. I started to cry. I told my mother I was sorry. I broke her flower pot.
我非常惊慌，然后我就开始哭。我跟我妈妈说：“对不起，我把你的花盆砸了。”
The pot probably cost 5 cents.
那个代价可能是五圣，在那个时候。
She said, "Harold, don't worry about it."
她说，她妈妈跟说 ，Harold， 不要管这些。
But if that pot had been bought with Jesus' blood, it would have been very important. Don't break it.
所以如果那个花盆是用主耶稣的宝血买来的那就是非常重要你要非常仔细的端着那个花盆不要把它砸了
So it's a very important job to be responsible for the flock of God
所以这是一个非常重要的工作去对神的羊负责这是一个非常重要的工作
SoWhat are you responsible for? Who are you responsible for?
那你们的责任是什么呢？你们的责任要对谁负责呢？
Well, you're responsible for yourself.
你对自己负责。
And then you're responsible for your family.
然后你对你的家庭负责。
And then you're responsible for your friends.
然后你对你的朋友负责。
And you're responsible for those that God allows you to teach.
你要更要对那些神允许你去教导的那些人负责。
So these words of counsel are not just for the leaders, they're for all the people of God who will serve God. Each of us says, Lord, I want to serve you. And we say, all right, how? And he's going to tell us how.
所以这一群呢，这个里面讲的是不光是对那些长老，而是对教会所有的人。然后呢，教导你们要所有的人都去服侍神。那你的问题就是我们怎样去服侍神呢？下面他就会告诉你。
All right, next verse says.
下一节讲的是什么呢
？I'll read. We'll read it in English, and then someone after that in Chinese.
我们先用一起用英语来读，然后大其中一个人用中文读一下。
I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
谁用中文读一下？
我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Yeah.
All right. So, who are the sheep? Who are the flock?
谁是羊？谁是羊群呢？
They're the Christians who are part of the congregation.
所以在那个教会里的基督徒全是羊。
Who would the wolves be?
谁是狼呢
well, They would be people who want to devour the flock. What's a wolf want to do?
所以那个谁是狼呢那些狼就是想要吞吃羊的人。那狼他通常做什么呢
He wants to have a lamb for supper.
他们想要一个羊做晚餐。
So he will come in and he will attack the flock so that he can get some of the sheep for himself and he will eat the flock or he will enrich himself by attacking the flock.
所以那些狼呢干什么，他就会进入羊群，然后袭击那些羊群，然后抓住一只羊做他的晚餐，然后这样他自己就会变得强大。
So there are many false preachers, false teachers, false prophets in the world today.
所以在世界上有很多假先知、假教师、假传道人。
Where do they want to do their bad work?
他们想到哪里去干他们的坏事呢
？Right here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
恰恰是在我们十六节教会里。
That's scary.
这也是是不是很可怕呢
？And so sometimes the door opens, and somebody comes in, and I say, I wonder why he's here.
所以有时候那个门打开了，进来一个人。我就想这个人在这里来干嘛的呢
Did he come to learn? Did he come to help? Or did the devil send him so that he could attack the flock?
他是来学习的呢还是来他是来学习的呢还是来帮忙的呢也许是恶魔送他来袭击这些羊群的
Okay, how would you know?
你怎么会知道呢?
When they come in, one man doesn't say, I'm a learner. The next man, head covering, says, I'm a gospel teacher. The next guy comes in, he says, I'm a wolf.
他这些人不会进来说他头上绑一个绑带。第一个人说我是来学习的。第二个是我是来教你们。第三个人说我就是那头狼。
So you don't know, so you've got to have your eyes open all the time.
所以你如果你不知道，你一直要当心。
I've got a request of you.
我对你们有一个要求。
If someone comes in and starts to teach things that aren't from the Lord, would you tell us that they're not teaching the right thing? We need you to help us.
所以我对你们的要求就是，如果一个人来。教导我们，而且他的话不是从神那里来的。我希望你们知道这件事以后，来告诉我们，告诉 Harold 说，这个人不是来是来教这些事儿。
All right, so that happens. It was going to happen in the Ephesian church, and therefore it's going to happen in every other church.
所以这样的事如果能在以弗所教会发生的话，那必然在所有的其他教会里都会发生。
Okay, and therefore the leaders, the elders have got to be looking.
所以那些领导和长老们必须就是一直不停的看顾你们，不停的看顾。
All right, the next verse says.Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
所以下一节讲的是，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
All right, that's even more scary, isn't it?
这听起来更可怕，是不是？
Okay.Did we translate this into Chinese? We didn't. Someone read that verse in Chinese. Make sure we all get it.
Yeah, I read it in Chinese.
You've already read it. Okay. This is a problem. Because people will come into the church the right way, and they start to grow, and they start to grow, and then they say, you know, if I just say this, if I teach that...I can get some people following me.
所以这就是有些人他来到教会，他不断的成长以后，他来的目的就是说，如果我更能讲到的话，人都会跟从我了。
And the church elders will say, but so and so, I remember he became a Christian. He was a good man, but as he began to grow, he would say, I can draw some of these people away after me.
但是那些教会的领导人和长老就会说，我知道这个人，他来教会，他就是要不断的成长，成长以后他会吸引一帮人跟着他。
The situation is so bad that Paul tells the Corinthians that there will be in every church divisions.
所以这个事情变得非常糟糕，就是保罗，使徒保罗当初对格林多教会说的，说你们教会都会分裂成不同的部分。
And because there will be divisions, some going this way, some going that way, the responsibility for everyone is to make sure they are on the right side when the division comes.
所以这个分裂开始的时候，每一个人的问题就来了，他们必须确保他们站在，当那个分裂开始的时候，他们必须确保他们自己站在正确的那一方。
So all this here is a warning for the elders at Ephesus, but it's a warning for all of us.
所以这里是一个警告，对以弗所书的以弗所教会的一个警告，也是对我们所有教会的一个警告。
And so we pray, and we say, Lord, help us to look clearly so that we can see the truth and the error so that we go the right way.
所以我们的祷告就是说，主啊，请帮助我们，能让我们清楚地区分出什么是真理，什么是错误的，这样我们可以走上正确的路。
And we also pray and we say, Lord, I want you to make me holy in heart so that I can see clearly and make me humble in heart so that I will follow what is right.
所以我们的祷告也是说，主啊，你那个让我帮助我清楚地看见，然后这样我自己能够足够的谦卑，然后跟从正确的道路。
All right, this was a warning to the church at Ephesus.
所以说这是一个警告，对以弗所教会的一个警告。
But as a matter of fact, when Paul was writing a few years later, he had to say,that the Ephesian people, all who were in Asia, were turned against him.
所以这已经在多少年以后，保罗写信中间已经说明了，到那个时候，所有以弗所教会的人都开始反对使徒保罗了。
So the people didn't follow as they should.
所以那里的人并没有听从保罗，就像他们应该听从保罗那样。
All right, so you make that your prayer. You say, Lord, I want to study the Bible. I want to follow you the way God wants me to follow you. Keep me from following a wolf or someone who says, I want you to follow me, not God.
所以那个我请你们自己祷告，你们祷告说，主啊，我要学习圣经，我要从里面知道是什么是正确的，我要让您呢帮助我怎样不去跟从那些狼。
All right, how do the false teachers get people following them?
那假教师是怎么样让那些人去跟从他们的呢？
Okay, in the verse 20.In verse 30, it says, they distort the truth.
这里呢，在第三十节里讲的呢，他们是说，悖谬的话。
Okay, they take the truth of God and then they twist it in their own favor.
所以他们把神的话拿出来，然后用他们喜欢的方式强解。
They often say, you see that verse? It doesn't mean exactly what it says. It means this, and they'll tell you what they think it means.
所以他说，你们看到这一节了吗？这一节的真正的意思并不是这样的，然后他们把他们理解的意思告诉你。
All right, all of that is a warning. Remember now, the warnings of Scripture are very important.Heed the warnings.
所以这里所谓的这都是警告，你们要记得那个在圣经里的警告都是非常重要的。
Every year, we hear reports on the radio about people who have to be rescued from or on the mountains in the snow.
所以每一年我们都可以从电台里听到有些人必须派救援队去把他们从那个有雪的雪山上救下来。
The people who run the snow programs on the mountains place signs, and the signs say, out of bounds, don't go out of bounds.
所以在那里开那个雪山上滑雪生意的那些人呢，他们会把那些边界地方放很多那些警告的牌子，说不要过这条线，不要到外面去。
Every year some people say, yes, but the snow's good over there, and they just go out of bounds.
有些人每年都有一些人他觉得啊，对啊，你警告我，但是那外面的雪比这里的雪更好，我们就到那去滑雪吧。
And then they get lost, or they get into an avalanche, or they get into some other kind of trouble.
所以呢，他们在那里迷路了，或者是碰到雪崩了，或者是也碰到其他的一些问题。
Okay.Don't ignore the warnings.
不要忽略警告。
All right, verse 31.
那我们来读31节。
In Chinese first and then in English.
先谁用中文读一下，然后我们用英文。
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Yeah.
All right, together.
Yeah.
So, be on your guard.Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Wow.
Wow.
That's quite a sermon.
这是非常重要的，严重的。
Everywhere Paul went, he was warning people, warning people, warning people.
当保罗走到每个地方，他不断的警告、警告、警告那些人。
All right, I think some people said you don't really want to go to hear Paul. He doesn't tell very many jokes.
所以有些人说，跟别人说你可能不一定想去听保罗讲的，因为他从来不讲笑话。
He's always so serious. He's saying, "Watch out for this. Don't do that. Hit."Warning, warning, warning, warning.
但是总是非常严肃，说看着，然后就是那个这个警告你，这些东西一直不停的警告，警告。
When did he give his warnings?
什么时候他会给出警告呢
？Night and day.
就是昼夜不停的给出警告。
How did he give his warnings?
他怎么样给出他的警告呢
？With tears.
但是哭着给他们警告。
Very serious. Why so serious?
是非常严肃的问题。为什么这么严肃？
Because the devil doesn't like you. That's why.
就是因为那个恶魔根本就不喜欢你，这就是为什么。
The devil killed the Lord Jesus.
就恶魔杀死了主耶稣。
The devil doesn't like his children either.
对，恶魔也不喜欢他的孩子。
And so he will fight against us.
所以恶魔会对抗我们。
All right, John, John, can you maybe just get that window at the back? It's probably a little bit cold in that side of the room.
而且你将把那个窗户关上，因为可能这里面有点冷了。
That's right. That not completely, but that's good. That'll.As I told you earlier, it's either too hot and or too cold all the time. So,
这就是我告诉你们，在这个地下室里，也许有时候会太热，有时候会太冷。
All right, now verse 32.
现在我们来看32节。
In Chinese.
先用中文读一下。
All right. What does Paul say? Paul says, "I'm going away."
这里保罗说什么呢？他说我要走了。
What can I do for you?
我可以为你们做些什么呢？我要走之前。
And Paul gives them this wonderful encouragement. He says, "I commit you to God."
所以保罗给他们一个非常鼓励的那个。告诉他们，我把你们交给神了。
The Bible says there is one good shepherd. Who is the good shepherd?
这圣经里讲说有一个好的牧羊人，那谁是那个好的牧羊人呢？
That's Jesus.
这是主耶稣。
Okay, he's the good shepherd. He's looking after everyone who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是一个很好的牧羊人，他看顾每一个信他的人。
So the Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, the great shepherd, but underneath him are shepherds in each congregation, pastors, elders, overseers, and they are called under shepherds.
所以那个圣经说只有一个好的牧羊人，他是一个伟大的牧羊人，是一个最好的牧羊人，然后在他之下还有在其他教会有许多在他之下的牧羊人，所以这些牧羊人就被称为是在他之下的牧羊人。
So Jesus is the good shepherd and the leaders in the congregation are under shepherds. Who do you want working for you?
所以主耶稣是好的牧羊人，然后那个教会的领导人是他在他之下的牧羊人，你想为谁工作呢？
You want Jesus looking after you, don't you?
你想主耶稣那照顾你是不是？
Some of you are going back to China.
你们中间有些人要回到中国去。
Who's going to look after you when you get to China?
当你回到中国去的时候谁来照顾你呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Okay. Nicole's father went back to China.
尼克的爸爸回到了中国。
There's not all kinds of godly shepherds in his neighborhood.
在他那里没有很多属神的那些牧
羊人。 Who's going to look after Ben?
那谁会照顾尼克的爸爸呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
And Paul says, listen, excuse me, he's got this wonderful message. He says, I commend you to God.
所以在保罗里给我们一个非常令人兴奋的消息，说我把你们交托给神了。
And the second clause is, and to the word of his grace.
所以第二条线索是通过他的恩惠的道来交托给他。
What is meant by grace here?
这里的那个恩惠是什么意思呢？
Grace is the fact that God gives to us that which we need, but we don't deserve. He gives it to us anyway. We need it.
所以那个恩惠呢，就是神给我们，但是我们本来不应该得到的，他给了我们。
All right. So he commits us to the word of his grace.
所以保罗同样把我们交托给神的恩惠的道。
What is his grace? It's the good things he gives us.
那么他的恩惠是什么？就是他给我们的好的东西。
What is the word of his grace?
那他的道的恩惠是什么呢？
It's the Bible. How are you going to find out about the fact that Jesus loves you and is gracious to you?
你怎么能够找到那个事实，说主耶稣是对你有恩惠的，爱你的呢？
You read the Bible.
你读圣经。
Okay, so Ben goes back to China.
所以那个尼克的爸爸回到中国。
And if he relies on God and reads the word and believes the word, when he comes back he'll be very strong.
所以他如果信靠神，读神的话，读圣经，当他回到我们十六节的时候，他会变成一个非常强的。
But if he forgets God and closes his Bible,
如果他忘掉了神，他不读圣经。
Okay, what have we got? We've got the promises of God. We've got God who loves us and the word of his grace, and we must continue to pray to him and to read the Bible, because they are the only things that are going to keep us going. Problem, other false teachers are coming in. Problem, from within side, false teachers are going to arise. How are we going to stand?
那我们就怎么去做呢？我们就祷告，我们祷告让神，他用他恩惠的道来教我们，我们读他的圣经。当那些假教师、假先知出现的时候，我们就知道该怎么做了。
How are we going to stand? We're going to pray and read the Bible.
我们怎么能站立得住呢？
我们就祷告，然后读圣经。
What happens if we pray and read the Bible every day?
如果我们每天都祷告和读圣经，那将会发生什么呢？
Well, we sing it. We're going to grow and grow and grow. But if we don't read the Bible and if we don't pray, then we're going to shrink and shrink and shrink.
所以如果我们祷告呢，读圣经呢，我们就会不断的成长，成长，成长。
All right.
如果你不祷告呢，不读圣经呢，你就不断的萎缩，萎缩，最后变没了。
So, verse 32 says, I commit you to God in the word of his grace, which can build you up, cause you to grow.
所以那个在这里讲的呢是，保罗把他们交到神的恩惠的道理去呢，就会让你成长。
And give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
所以就是他会让你继承那些所有成圣的人一起要继承的那个基业。
So what kinds of Christians are going to get the best reward?
那什么基督徒什么时候能够得到最好的那奖赏呢？
The kinds of people who are in the same church with the Apostle Paul where he is going to teach them every dayOr people who maybe are alone way off from good preaching. Who's going to get the best reward?
所以刚才那句话我再更正一下，就是所有人能哪一群人能得到最好的奖赏呢？是那群整天跟保罗在一起听他讲道的人，还是那个远离保罗讲道的人得到的奖赏更好呢？
The people who read their Bible and pray every day?
这当然是那些成天祷告成天读圣经的人，他得到的奖赏是最大的。
And so very often you'll find the strongest Christians in a very weak environment.
所以经常你会发现在一个很糟糕的环境里能够找到一个非常强的基督徒。
And very often you find the weakest Christians in a very strong environment.
所以在经常你也会发现一些非常弱的基督徒，他们在一个非常好的环境里。
Okay, it's not the neighbors, it's not the preaching, it's not the fellowship or the fun that you have in a church. It's your own relationship with God that matters.
所以这并不是说你在哪个教会里，你听到了什么道，你有多大的那个那种欢笑声在一个教会里，而是在你跟神之间的关系。
I'll tell you the story of a great man of God whose name was C.T. Studd.
所以他要告诉你一个非常伟大的人，在神里面的一个非常好的人，他叫 C.T. Studd.
He was a very rich man and he was a very popular man. He was an athlete, a hero as an athlete in England many years ago.
所以他这个人是一个非常非常有钱，非常是欢迎的，而且是在英格兰是一个无神论者的英雄。
But he left the strength of the English church. He went as a missionary to India.
他离开了英格兰的那个教会，然后他去印度了。他应该是一个属神的人吧。
And he took many, many books with him because he figured they would be a help to him in India. So he went as a missionary to India with a big library.
所以他带了很多书，他带了很多书去印度，然后在他相当于带了一个图书馆到印度去了。所以我刚刚更正一下，他应该是一个属神的人，不是一个无神论者，对不起。
Then he decided he should be a missionary to China.
然后他决定他要到中国去宣教。
So when he went to China, he took his Bible and a few other very good books with him.
当他到中国去的时候，他只带了圣经和其他几本非常好的书。
And then he decided he should be a missionary to Africa.
然后他决定他必须去非洲去做宣教士。
And when he went to Africa, he took his Bible.
但他到非洲去的时候他只带了一本 Bible 圣经。
He said, I don't need all the other books. I don't need everything else. What I need God and I need the word of his grace.
所以他说我不需要其他的书，我只需要的就是圣经和神的恩惠的道。
All right. I've been talking a great deal. Do we have questions or comments now? Other things that you might like to say, questions that you might have.
所以呢，还有的时候他讲了半天了，你们有问题，还是有什么意见，还是有什么其他想法，都可以讲出来。
All right, we're going to keep going. If you've got questions, you interrupt. If you've got a comment, you interrupt.
所以我们再继续，如果你有问题呢，或者是有什么评论意见，请打断他。
I was going to mention, in churches, and this is maybe a point that needs to be emphasized, in many Christian churches, they don't have the same leadership structure as what our Bible teaches.
他说他想评论一下，就是因为在很多教会，他们并没有就是说一样的那种领导层的结构。
And sometimes we don't think of it as important, but it is an important thing.
我们认为这个就是说领导的形式并不一定，有时候认为并不一定很重要，但是他认为是非常重要
的。Now, in many churches, you will have the structure will look like this. You will have the pastor at the top, and then you have what are called elders, and then what you have is your deacons.
所以在很多教会里，他们有这样一个领导的结构，在最上面的呢是牧师，在第二的呢是长老，第三的呢是执事。
So when you read the Bible, you see that there seems to be a conflict in how we are understanding that.
所以当你如果去读圣经的话，发现这种结构跟圣经是有矛盾的。
And this comes out in the passage that we read today and also last week.
所以这里呢，就像我们今天读到的这一章里面，和上一次读的一章里面，我们都读到过这样的。
Now what we were talking about today, we talked aboutpastors, we talked about elders, we talked about overseers.
所以我们今天讨论了什么呢？讨论了那个牧师长老，还有一个就是监督的督察。
We must be careful that we understand that these are not three different offices or three different men.
我们要确信这三个不是三个不同的人。
There are actually three different perspectives of the same man.
这实际上是一个人的三个不同的方面。
So to say that a pastor is one type of man and an elder is another type of man is not right.
所以说那个说这牧师是一个方面的，是一种人，说那个长老是另一种人，这是不对的。
So in English, what we would call this, these are called synonyms. They're different synonyms. They're different words that describe the same thing.
在我们在英语里，这讲的就是同义词，用不同的词来描述同一件事。
Another error that often is replicated in many churches is that they would have one pastor.
在其他的另一个方面呢，在很多教会里，他们只有一个牧师。
And that is not really viewed or seen in our Bibles.
这个我们并没有在我们的圣经里看到有这样的事。
Now look at verse 17 of the passage that we've been looking at.
我们来大家看一下十七小节，这在我们是 chapter 20 right?
I want you to notice that the Apostle Paul, who does he invite to this special meeting that he's going to talk about? Who does he invite?
所以你们这里要注意一下，那个使徒保罗是邀请了谁
而且谁来到跟他相会？
There was one church in Ephesus that he was inviting the leadership to come to visit where he was.
这里只有说他邀请的，只是说那个在以弗所书的一个教会里的那些领导人来到他这里。
And notice that he does not say he sent to Ephesus and called the pastor of the church.
所以你们要注意看一下，他并没有说请那个以弗所教会的牧师来。
He invited the elders of the church to meet with him.
他邀请的是以弗所教会的长老来和他相会。
And in all those verses that we looked at this morning, there is imagery that teaches us that Paul believed that elders, pastors, and overseers were the same individual but had a different aspect of that work.
所以那个在这我们今天学的这些几节里，我们可以看出来保罗他是想表达的一个意思，就是说这是所有的那些做出来牧师啊、长老还有那些督察是一个人的不同的方面。
Now, can I just, for a few moments, I just want to show you why we are saying these things.
他说他要花几分钟来告诉你们我为什么要这么说。
The first in verse 28, look at.
我们先看28节。
He says, he mentions in the very first part, he says, and to all the flock.
在最开始的那一段里，他说的是给全群的所有的羊的。
The imagery is that of a flock of sheep and a shepherd.
所以这里你能看到一个影像，就是羊群和牧羊人。
So there you have the idea of a shepherd or a pastor.
这里呢，你就基本上对那个牧羊人有一个，或者是那种 pastor 牧师有一个概念。
Then he talks to the same people. He refers to them as overseers.
所以呢，他在那个同样的描述同一群人的时候，他用的是这督察。
And the idea of an overseer we've talked about is somebody who can look over the whole situation and be able to see where there are problems and things like that.
所以我们讲的这个督察是什么呢？他能够从全局的观念来看一下这地方的是怎么样去运行，他能找出问题了。
And then he goes back and out to shepherd. He says to feed the church of God. That is the responsibility of a pastor or a shepherd to feed his sheep.
所以他说这后面那讲的是去喂养他的羊，这实际上是什么？谁的职责呢？就是在教会里牧师的职责。牧师的职责就是去喂养羊群。
In verse 29, again, you have the imagery of a pastor and sheep and those evil wolves that want to destroy.
所以在第二十九经同样也看到那些牧师和那些羊群，还有那些要攻击他们的羊狼。
So through this passage, you can see that it has to do with elders, has to do with the maturity of the leadership.
所以你在这些几节里你可以看到那些长老他必须是一些成熟的人来做。
Shepherding has to do with the care and the affection of the shepherd for his sheep.
所以牧羊人呢必须是照顾嘛羊群。
And overseer has the idea of a protector or a guard or a manager or administrator who can see over these things.
所以那个督察呢，实际上就是一个管理层，他能够去管理那些人。
So here at 16, it would be, well, let me say it this way. Because the work of shepherding is so vast, God has never given one man all the gifts and attributes to be able to do everything.
所以在这个十六节教会里呢，他可以用这句话来说，他神是不会把所有的那些能力都放在一个人的身上的。
That's why in the New Testament church, it is not governed or directed by one man, but by a group of men who are known to be spiritually mature. And where one of those elders is deficient, one of the other elders can make up for that. You see, so they work together. One is a shortcoming here, one has got a strength here, so they can work together to be a good biblical leadership.
所以那个在新约里教会里并不是说由一个人来领导，而是由一群在灵里非常成熟的人来领导。这样的话呢，当其中的一个人犯错误的时候，其他的人可以取代他，然后照样照看这个教会。所以他只是说他讲一点点关于领导层的事情，因为他觉得这个非常重要。
Very good. Let me give you one other, a little picture, if I can, about church leadership.
他说呢，他讲得非常好，然后他要给一个给你们画个图来解释一下教会的领导是那个领导层是怎么样的。
Most leadership in the world follows what I call a government or a corporate model.
所以在当今世界上，所大部分的政府，它称为是一个政府，或者是一个像那种公司一样。
So a corporate or a government model for government, what's it look like?
所以如果像一个公司或者是一个政府机构那样的政府，它是什么样的呢？
Okay, you got the president.
首先你有那个总经理，总裁。
Okay, president, he's in charge.
总裁是管一些事儿的。
And then under him, you got the...Vice President.
所以在他之下，你有那个副总裁。
And then under the Vice President, you've got the senior managers.
所以你在那个副总裁下面有那个高级经理。
And then under the senior managers, you've got.Lower level managers.
在高级经理的下面，你有稍微低一级的经理。
And then under the managers, you've got the foreman. And under them, you've got the workers.
在那个经理下面，你有那个领班，然后领班下面才是工人。
And over the president, you've got the chairman.
在那个总裁的上面，你有那个董事会主席。
And over the chairman, you've got the board.
在这个董事会主席上面，你有董事会。
Okay, that's the way the government works. That's the way Google works, and Apple and Amazon. That's the way the corporate world works.
这就是那世界上的公司的工作方式，就像那个 Google、Amazon 还有那个 Apple 他们那样的公司都是这样。
Now you got the church.
然后我们来看一下教会。
Okay. Who's the boss in the church?
谁是教会的老板呢？这是主耶稣。
Okay, he's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣基督。
What else is he called?
其他的名字是什么呢？
It's called the head.
他是被称为头。
Okay, now, who reports to the Lord Jesus Christ?
谁向那个主耶稣述职呢？
Which model do you like best?
那哪一个形式比较好一些呢？
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很神奇呢？
Paul said, I commit you, I commend you to God. He's able to build you up.
使徒保罗说
We don't go through all the hierarchy.
使徒保罗说我把你交给神神会帮助你们成长
We get to go directly to Jesus Christ.
我们可以直接的到主耶稣那里去
What happened to the elders and to the shepherds and to the overseers? Where are they?
那些牧羊人长老或者牧师还有那督察他们在哪里
Well, they're here. They're the same as everybody else.
这个其他人没有什么区别。
But God has given them an extra responsibility.
但神给了他们额外的责任。
And he says to them, now listen, you look after your brothers and sisters.
在这里讲的是说，跟长老说，你来照顾你的弟兄姊妹。
You're not better than them.
你并不比他们好。
You're not really over them.
你根本不在他们之上。
But you can help them.
那你可以帮助他们。
You've got a responsibility for them.
你对他们要负责任。
But keep on remembering we're all the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但你们大家一定要牢牢记住我们所有的人都是主耶稣的仆人。
Why is the Lord Jesus Christ called the head of the body?
为什么主耶稣被称为他身体的头呢？
Because in fact, every part of your body reports to the head.
那的事实上是你的身体的每一个部分都是会向你的头来述职的。
So, if I've got a pain in my fingers, if I touch some hot water and it's too hot, and I say, ouch, what happens?
所以我如果他刚说我手里有个笔，或者说我摸到了一个非常烫的杯子，我会说 ouch， 那反应是什么呢？
Ouch is a good Chinese word. Okay? When I say ouch, a message goes from my fingers to my head to my elbow. Everything goes through the head. Nothing in my body reports to my knee. It all goes from there to my head and back.Okay. Everyone reports to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head.
所以当你说 out 的时候，那个信息是从你的手传到你的头，然后你头就给出你一个指令，你的手就马上缩回来了。我们身体的某一部分都是向你的头来竖直的，不会向你的膝盖来竖直。
So there's a promise in the Bible.And the promise in the Bible is repeated many, many, many times.
所以在圣经里有一个应许，在这个应许在圣经里不断的重复，而重复了很多次。
And the promise is this: I will be with you.
那个应许就是说我会和你们在一起。
Okay, the Lord Jesus Christ is with this one.And the Lord Jesus Christ is with this one. And the Lord Jesus Christ is with us all individually. He says, I will be with you. You are never alone if you have Jesus as your Savior.
所以主耶稣说他和这个在一起和那个在一起但是他和下面画的那些所有的在一起主耶稣说如果你相信我我就一直会跟你在一起
They said, Paul, you're going to leave us.
他们说啊，保罗啊，你要离开我们了。
You were with us for 3 years, and you're going to leave us. What will we do?
所以你跟我们一起待了三年，如果你走了，我们能做什么呢？
Paul said, Don't worry, I commit you to God and to the word of His grace. He'll keep you. He'll build you up.
所以保罗说不要担心我，将你们交给神，交给神和他的恩惠的道，神会帮助你们成长。
So we're glad that God's got a better plan than that.
所以我们非常高兴，就是神的计划比这个公司的那种结构好多了。
All right, anything else before we carry on?
当我们是继续之前，还有什么要说的？在座的任何一个人都可以讲。
Paul says, verse 33. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing.
所以在33节里讲的保使徒保罗是这样说的，我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
Paul said, I didn't start preaching to you so that I could get rich.
所以保罗的意思就是说，我开始向你们讲道的时候，并不是要让我自己变得富有。
Paul said, I didn't come to preach because it would be a good job.
保罗说我来这里讲道，并不是说我这里是一个很好的工作。
Paul went the other way, verse 34.
所以保罗在34节里往另一个方向去讲。
He says, you yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and excuse me, the needs of my companions.
所以在34节讲，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
He said, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以保罗在这里说，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说，施比受更为有福。
So what kind of job did Paul do?
所以保罗在做一个什么样的工作呢？
He made tents.
保罗的工作是做帐篷。
Where could a man make tents?
哪里一个人可以去做帐篷呢？
He could do that pretty much anywhere, couldn't he?
你可以在任何地方做帐篷。
What do you have to do to be able to make tents?
你要做什么才能做一个帐篷呢？
You need a good pair of scissors, and you need a needle, and you need lots of thread.
所以你所要的只是一个剪刀和那个针，还有很多那些袋子。
And you take some canvas, and you sew some tents.
所以你拿到那些布的时候，你可以来缝一个帐篷。
So I think that Paul probably had a little tool kit that he carried with him at all times.
所以他认为保罗肯定带了一个小工具箱，然后里面有所有他需要的事情，他经常走到哪带到哪。
I think he had some needles.
我认为他有针。
And some scissors.
有剪刀。
And some thimbles.
Thimbles.
Thimbles. He's not a tailor. A tailor knows what a thimble is. What's a thimble, Nicole?
You put
it on your finger to push a needle. No, that's a ring. On the finger. No, not to protect, yes, but to push the needle. Somehow you've got to push a needle through, and canvas is hard.So you need to push the needle through the canvas. And so it would protect your finger. If you did it the other way, the needle wouldn't go through the finger, the canvas. It would go through your finger. We call that a thimble.
A thimble. 这样的，他刚才讲一下，大概明白他意思。可能类似中国那个顶针，中国顶针是戴在手上的，像戒指这样。但他那个是戴在手指上的。 然后他知道当你用那个手指穿那个布非常厚，当你用针扎的时候扎不进去的话，如果你用力过度，那个针就会扎到你的手指里去，所以是保护你那个手指尖的。
You never know what you're going to learn at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
你们永远想不到你在十六届教会你会学到什么东西。
All right. He would work at that at night.
他会在晚上做帐篷。
He would preach the Bible during the day.
他白天他会来讲道。
He would go to people later on at night and he'd preach them in their homes.
他会在他很晚的时候去人的家里跟他们讲道。
And then he would go home and when other people were sleeping, he'd be making tents.
所以当他然后他就回到家里，当其他人都在睡觉的时候，他来做帐篷。
All right. Did we read verse 35?
We read it.
The Lord Jesus says it's better to give than to receive.
所以在三十五节里，我们刚才读，他问我们读到没有？我们说读到了。他说的主耶稣的话是施比受更为有福。
And so the Apostle Paul was giving to the people.
所以使徒保罗是不断的施予。
All right, verse 36. Try that in Chinese first, and then we'll do English.
所以现在是三十六节，谁把我们用中文读一下？我们再用英文来读。
When he said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. All right.
所以保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告。
So how do you pray?
你怎么样祷告呢？
Well, sometimes you stand up when you pray.
有时候你是站着祷告。
Mostly we sit down when we pray.
大多数时候我们是坐下祷告。
But very often in the Bible, sincere prayer comes from kneeling down.
所以在圣经里很多地方经常描述到，当时你发自内心的祷告的时候，一般都是跪下。
This was sincere prayer.
这是一个发自内心的非常真诚的祷告。
He was going to leave the church, leave these elders. He would never see them again.
他即将要离开这些长老们，因为他再也不会见到他们了。
And they all got down on their knees to pray.
他们所有的人都跪下祷告。
So what is the reason for kneeling when you pray?
所以当你祷告的时候，你跪下是有什么原因呢？
Well, in the old culture, the old English, British culture that we come from, the servant would kneel before his master, or the citizen would kneel before the king, indicating that the king was in charge and he was not.
所以在老的传统里，在 Harold 他们从英格兰来的那些地方的传统里，一般什么人跪下呢？是仆人跪在主人面前，那个公民跪在那个女王面前。然后这代表什么？这代表王在处在统治位置。
If you were to meet your enemy, would you like to meet your enemy standing up?Or would you like to meet your enemy when you're on your knees?
所以当你遭遇到你的敌人的时候，你是更愿意站着呢，还是在你跪着的时候碰到你的敌人？
You can't do much fighting on your knees.
当你跪下的时候，你不会做什么战斗。
You can't even run fast on your knees.
你跪着的时候你根本跑都跑不快。
So kneeling is a position of humility.
所以跪下就是一个谦卑的位置。
And so they all got down on their knees before the Lord in a position of humility. Kneeling in prayer says, You are the only one who can help me. I am helpless.
所以所有的人跪下的时候，他们都是在一个谦卑的姿态跪在主面前，所以你们这个意思就是你跟主说你要帮助我，我是非常无助的。
So, all down through scripture then, kneeling is a position of humility and servitude.
所以那个当所有的圣经里都用跪下的时候，就是代表你这个人就是谦卑，然后交出主权。
So, I'm not sure how you pray.
我不确定你们是怎么祷告的。
But more and more, you consider praying on your knees.
所以你们要多多想一想，在跪着祷告。
We don't always kneel when we pray at prayer meeting on Tuesday night.
我们到星期二晚上的祷告会的时候，我们通常不会跪着祷告。
But the elders, the overseers, the shepherds in our assembly, we always kneel when we pray as a group of elders.
所以在我们这个教会里，这些长老啊、牧师啊、那些督察，当我们在一起祷告的时候，作为一个组合的祷告的时候，我们通常都是跪下的。
We probably should kneel to pray far more. But that's what they did here. They said, we are going to kneel and pray. We want God to know that we are humble before Him.
所以这个是我们教会里可能需要更多的跪下祷告，但是因为在这里你看描述的都是在跪下祷告，他们祷告是跟主说我们需要更多更多的帮助。
All right, and the next verse says, verse 37, they all wept as they embraced him and kissed him.
所以在37节里讲的众人痛哭抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
Yeah.
是。
Yeah, that's most understandable.
这是非常可以理
解。 They would have wept. The women would have wept. There weren't women there. They were all men. They all wept.
所以那个这里的人肯定会哭，那妇女会哭，当然那里没有妇女，她都是男的，所以他们也会哭。
They wept because they loved him.
他们哭是因为他们爱保罗。
Many years ago, I had to go to visit a man whose son had just been killed in an automobile accident.
所以很多年前，他必须去看望一个他的儿子在车祸中死去的人。
I didn't have any idea what to say.
他根本就不知道对他说什么。
What do you say when you meet a man whose son has just been killed in an automobile accident?
你会说什么呢？你会对一个刚刚他的儿子在车祸中死去的人说什么呢？
You can't say it's a nice day.
你不能说啊，今天天气真好。
You can't say everything's going to be okay.
你也不能说每所有的事情都会很好。
I didn't know what to say. I knew I had to go and see him. I knocked on his door. He came to the door.
我不知道说什么，但是我知道我必须去看他，我就敲门。
I reached up my hand and I shook his hand. And I started to weep. And he started to weep.
当他开门的时候呢，我就跟他握手。握手的时候我就开始哭，他也开始哭。
I don't know if I said anything else.
我根本就不知道我说过什么。
Weeping often speaks very, very loudly, doesn't it?
哭通常比那个说话更有力，是不是？
Don't be afraid to weep.
不要害怕哭。
Some of you may have read that George Bush died the other day.
你们有些人可能读到了那个老布什在前几天死了。
He was the President of the United States for 8 years.
他做了美国总统，做了八年。
Four years? Only four? Okay, sorry. Four years.
他说的。
He should have been president for more.
他说他记错了，是四年的。他认为他应该多做几年。
All right. This is what he said.
这是他说的话。
He said, "We in the Bush family weep."
我们在布什家族里，我们哭。
He says it's not bad for men to weep.
他这个我们家族的人哭并不是一件坏事。
And so he encouraged his family, when it's time to weep, weep.
所以老布什经常鼓励他的家人，该哭的时候你就哭。
The apostle says, rejoice with those who rejoice.
那个保罗说，使徒们说，跟那些哭的人一起，跟那些欢乐的人一起欢乐。
But he also says, you weep with those who weep.
但也说了，哭和那痛苦和那些一起痛苦的人痛苦。
All right, verse 38.
我们来读三十八节。
What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship.
所以这里讲的什么？叫他们最伤心的，就是他说以后不能再见我的那再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。
Okay, very understandable.
是不是非常合理的？
This was not the end.
这不是结束。
This was just God separating Paul for other work from the men of Ephesus who went back to their city from Miletus. They went back to the city and they served the Lord.
所以这只是另外一个开始，神把保罗与他们分开，让以弗所的长老回到以弗所去服侍神。
All right, that's where we should end things today because time is gone.
这是我们应该结束的地方，因为时间到了。
So Sid, could you ask the Lord to bless us as we depart today? Thank you.
那请那个 Sid 弟兄给我们做一个结束的祷告。
To you for this day. We take the meeting later on this evening as well. In Jesus' name.